This special program is brought to you by the Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition. Guests provide information about upcoming events, resources available, and the many ways to help reduce substance use and promote a healthy Lenawee.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me on tonight's program is Jessica Dixon. And Jessica is with ProMedica Hospital. She is the lead pharmacy technician. And Jessica and I are going to talk about the upcoming drug take back event, which is happening on Saturday, October 29th.
That's right.
Yeah. Jessica, you've been involved in these drug take backs for quite a few years now.
For a lot of years. Yeah. Yes, about 15 years, I believe.
No, we're always surprised at the different kinds of medications that come into the drug take back event. Can you help our listeners understand better what is acceptable?
We take just about every medication that you have, medications that are aerosol in aerosol containers, oral tablets. We take liquids, injectables, pet medications. We can take all of those.
Yeah, and even salves.
The lotions, the creams, all of those. We will take those. We also are offering the Sharps collection as well.
Yes.
And so any needles you have, we can dispose of those.
The biggest thing, though, that we want to help our listeners understand, too, is they can bring things in the original containers. It's nice if they wipe out their personal information, but you know, if they forget to do that, we're going to do that at the take back event.
Absolutely. Yep. Original containers are fine. We're going to black off anything that's not, doesn't need to be seen, any of your personal information, but absolutely.
And then I love the fact that you have volunteers then that are helping you with sorting. Can you tell us a little about that?
We have volunteers from the University of Toledo. They are pharmacy students. So they come in. We get about six of them every time we have this, and they will sort the products into the categories they go into, and they get you know, credit for credit hours, but they really enjoy coming and visiting with the community and being there for us.
Well, and the other thing that's great, too, is that they are getting some knowledge on different products while they're there. But then we also have great security guards that are watching to make sure nothing crazy is happening here.
Absolutely. Our security there is present. We have sheriff's deputy there as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very safe environment for this to take place.
So at the end, the drug take back event itself, again, is Saturday the 29th, and it's from 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock. This is a hard stop, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, we are done. We are collecting our signs and packing up for the day.
Yeah, it's kind of a regulation type thing.
It is.
Where, because this is being done nationwide, correct?
Correct, yes.
All over the place through the,
DEA.
The DEA.
Yep.
Drug
Enforcement
Agency. Enforcement Agency. I'm like, I know it's not environmental. Right. So, got to get your acronyms correct.
Yes.
Jessica, we also will take, vitamins and things like that are expired.
Absolutely. Over-the-counter meds, not only the prescription medications, but all over-the-counter medications, vitamins, supplements.
Yeah, herbals. We've talked before. I don't know how many times, you've bought some kind of extra diet thing that's going to miraculously make you lose 20 pounds in 19 days, and then you found out it didn't work, and you have half a bottle left, and you're like, what do I do with it?
Yeah, we will gladly take it off your hands.
Exactly, and that all counts toward, the end results of not putting it in the trash, mm-hmm. not flushing it down the toilet.
Right.
And then because, this is part of the Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, we want to get drugs out of the way so that they're not misused.
Absolutely. And we provide that safe, convenient way to do it. Mm-hmm. We contract with a company that comes in and removes the medications, and they incinerate it to make the meds unretrievable.
Yes. And at the same time, you'll also help dispose of the original packaging too, so that none of that's laying around or accidentally available
right.
to anyone.
Right. Yep. All private information is blacked out and mm-hmm. dispose of all that trash.
Exactly. So we want to, of course, encourage people, start looking now. This program is, of course, on October 24th on a Monday, but you have all week to go looking for your products.
Yes.
It's amazing how many different places people stick stuff and then forget it's there. And so this is a perfect time to go through those drawers and find, oh yeah, I probably shouldn't have those eardrops anymore.
Oh, right. Your medicine cabinet, your little drawer at your desk, yep. You know. It's always little places that we leave things.
So everything is going to be, oh, there's going to be new signage this year, I understand, in front of the ProMedica Hickman Hospital that's going to actually say drug take back event, and it's going to have arrows pointing you to where everything is happening. Mm-hmm. It's along the side of the emergency room, but back behind the hospital.
Yeah, behind the, if you drive in closer to the emergency room, you will get it and follow the signs that should be pointing you to the way, and yep. We'll be right behind the hospital.
Exactly. Well, we're excited to have it happen and encourage people. You know, if you know, have neighbors that can't come, you know, get with your family and friends and just do a big collection. And you don't even have to get out of your car. It's a drive-through event.
It is a drive-through. We'll go right to your window and pick up your items.
There you go. Thanks so much, Jessica. We appreciate your being a part of the Drug Take Back Day and everything you do.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
The Lenawee Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, supported by funding from the Health Resources and Services Administration. Thank you for listening. New messages air on the second and fourth Monday each month at 6:15 p.m. You can listen to this program as a podcast under the On Air Audio tab on WLEN.com and get more information at drugpreventionlenawee.com.